are back on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. I've taken Richard. This is Richard Pollock, joined by Ezra Ginsberg.
And a very anxious Drew Mandel.
Drew is actually looking to buy tickets right now. Tim is running the board as usual, and we have Remus running the R desk. It is a pretty crazy time right now, and we're encouraging you. If you get through to buy season tickets, right now the tickets are going on sale within 1 minute. If you get through to buy season tickets and you are successful, please call us. Give us a call. Let us know where you have tickets, how easy it was for you to get tickets, or how difficult it was. Conversely, if you aren't able to get tickets and if they do happen to sell out while we're on the air for the next hour, please give us a call as well.
And Richie, we want, just to cut you off really quickly, and we also want people... We also... Tim's saying that tickets are, I think, going on sale right about now. So... we want people to call in and let us know, you know, what you were doing when you went to get tickets. Have fun with it. Let us know, were you with a bunch of people? And we want to know, because, I mean, this is what it's all about right now. General on-sale season tickets have just gone on sale, right, Richie? So this is going to be a very anxious but also fun time.
It's pretty exciting right now. Now you can get through, by the way. If you are online, you can get through. Proceed to Ticketmaster. It is 12 o'clock in Winnipeg. Tickets have gone on sale for the Winnipeg NHL franchise. It is pretty crazy right now. I can say that. I mean, I'm just logging on as a mock thing here just in case tickets need to be purchased. And you can get right now. You log on. You cannot look. If by the way, we're in the chat room.
Yeah.
We're on Ticketmaster. You cannot click P1 or P2. They are not available.
They have sold out, Richie, P3, for people who are just tuning in.
Right.
They're sold out.
P3, P4, P5, P6, P7, half a season of P6 and half a season of P7 are all available right now. So log on there. I know people are getting panicked and worried. Log on there. Click through. Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, and try and get the tickets that you want. I mean, it's not absolutely insane. We're going to do it as a walk-up here to see if Drew's doing it beside us, to see if he can get tickets and he can get through. No exact matches were found. I don't know what
I think Remus saying. Is giving us a thumbs up that maybe he's got tickets or
that's interesting.
Or maybe the tickets are on sale or someone has bought their tickets. So maybe Remus, maybe you can come in here and tell us about it.
It's an interesting thing because the truth is I mean people are trying to get through. People are on conference calls. It's a crazy time right now. Yeah, I tried to get through at P4. P4s I can't get
You're
through. So P4s
try
you can't get through.
Richie
now that doesn't mean that I can't, that nobody else can get through, but P4s aren't available. So again, if you have tickets ready, it's 101. If you were close to getting secured tickets, please give us a call. Let us know if you got tickets. Again, we're thinking that probably about Ezzy, what? About just under, just over 7,000 were available. Sorry, we're sold.
It was just over 7,000 as of 4:30 yesterday.
Right.
But we're thinking that with the announcement that piece two are sold out, it might be closer to 8,000.
So it might be about 5,000 available.
Exactly.
And it's going to be hard to get tickets. I mean, right now, about 100,000 people I'm estimating are online to get tickets. I'm not getting through.
And obviously, we have no idea. But I mean, based on how many people live in the city and out of the city and all that, that's probably an accurate number.
And while we were joking about it before, I mean, this is a serious thing. People want to get in their season tickets. People want the security of seeing all the games they want to see. People want to support the team, and we joke about it, but it's true. This team is, you know, for all that was said for the years that this team was gone, it's truly unbelievable the support that the Winnipeg franchise has garnered from the city.
And Richie,
the province.
We had Scott Brown on about an hour ago, and we were hoping to get Jim Ludlow on, president and CEO of True North.
So we have
two in the P6.
I have word from a friend who just got P3, two P3, and it looks like Drew has just got two in P6.
Okay.
So it looks like people are getting through. It's not that people aren't getting through. Which is nice to see. Yes, we have confirmation that a friend has got two in P3. Did Tim get?
Yeah. Tim just celebrated.
Tim's got tickets. So
what'd you get?
Ticket
Tim?
Purchases are happening all over the place.
Tim doesn't know what he got. P6. So Tim got P6. We have P3. We have another P6 confirmed. So people are going through very fast. I don't see it making past 1 o'clock, Ezzy, without them all being gone. I really
don't.
Oh,
no.
That.
I'm waiting to get confirmation from someone else too. I mean, we have dozens of people, dozens of friends, hundreds, if not, of people trying to get tickets. So this is exciting. Call in, like Richie said, 780-1290.
Absolutely.
I think we've got a couple callers here. Tim, Remus is...
We have two callers on the
line? We've got a couple callers here that have tickets, so let's put them through.
Well, my friend Sam has tickets in P3. Okay. Again, Drew got tickets in P6. It looks like Tim got some tickets in P6.
Okay.
So we are...
We're on until 1 o'clock.
Okay. Drew, looks like Drew's back on the air. His time as host has returned. We have a caller? Drew?
Bye, guys.
I think line one and two.
It looks like they're going quickly. Let's go to line two. Who do you have in line two? Drew?
I'm not sure. Remus is Matt in St. James are on line two. You got some tickets.
Matt, can you turn down your radio?
Hello?
Matt, can you turn down your radio? Hey, Matt. What's up?
Matt, you got some tickets? Is Matt there? Do we have Matt, Tim? Let's cut him. I don't think he's there.
Hello?
Matt?
Nope.
Here's someone breathing, which is...
Okay, we lost him. Let's go to line one, Tim. You got line one. I think we have Mark in River Heights. Mark, you got some tickets.
Hello?
Mark, how are you?
We were just talking to you. You got tickets? Mark?
Hello?
Can you hear us, Mark?
Hey, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. We were talking about the music earlier on today.
Yeah, what's going on, Mark?
So the opening music has got to be Celebrate Good Times, because I just got my tickets. And
oh, nice.
Where'd you get them?
I'm shaking all over. We only got two tickets for a half season in P6. That's about all we could do for this year. But
not bad.
There you go.
Hey, you got them.
Guys, I can't even describe the feeling right now.
How do you feel, Mark? How explain the feeling to us.
I'm shaking. I'm happy. I'm smiling. I'm not going to stop smiling all day. I got to call my friends. I had to call you guys first, of course, but I got to call my buddies and let them know that it's all good. They threw the responsibility on me, and I didn't want it, but managed to get it done.
Congratulations, Mark. Hey. We appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk more soon.
Yeah, hey, absolutely.
Thanks for calling. David of Legal Curve, illegalcurve.com, Legal Curve B Team, as we joke.
Yeah.
P3 tickets.
P3 tickets for David.
People are getting through that we know.
People are getting, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
There's no reason why.
Somebody else online right now, we're talking to, looking for four, couldn't get through.
Yeah.
I don't know if four was a factor.
I mean, there's no reason, why we got, we were trying for P4, P5, and P6. We were all on at the same time. It so happened that, I guess, more people were trying for P4 and P5 at the same time. So
right.
I'll take my P6s. I'm fine with that. We're in the building. That's the point, is you got to get in the building,
isn't
right?
It? That's the point. Exactly right.
Yeah.
True.
Let's see. We got. I mean, I'm just.
Mark is quite elated, and I think most people that I'm talking to right now via many different forums are elated. I mean, why wouldn't you be getting a ticket to the game? Again, I don't think these are going to make it past 1 o'clock. Guys.
Yeah, no. People are already. Dan, who your cousin Dan is saying that he's having trouble getting tickets, and a couple of other people are saying that all tickets might be sold out already.
Yeah,
and it's only 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, I can log on right now and try. I'm gonna try for some P6 of that. For two tickets on P6 right now, I don't think you can get through. I mean, that's... Drew, you got more?
That was my father, Sheldon. He got two P3s.
Okay, so P3s seem to have been the one that were... You know, people might have gone to some of the cheaper tickets, but P3s you were able to get through and get them.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's go to... I think we got line three. We have Jeremy in line three.
Hey, Richard. It's Jeremy. How's it going?
Oh. How you doing, Jer?
Well, you got me on a good day. You're getting a free haircut next time.
There we go.
Hey.
You get tickets?
Don't tell your brother. Don't tell any of his friends.
I won't.
I got P6s. I tried for P4s, and I thought it was over at that point, and I went back in, and I got two P6s. So second choice, but it's a good day, I tell you.
Congrats. That's great. How you feeling?
Oh, man. It's like 21 years of emotion going through me right now. It's crazy, you know, because I was about 21 then, so
right.
I was growing up with them. First game I went to was 79-80.
That's crazy.
And, since then, every year, going to, 10 to 15 games with my pops or friends or whatever, and, we'll be able to do that again. It's pretty cool.
That's great. Jeremy and I have been talking about this for years and years and years, so it's pretty exciting to see it finally come to fruition and for him
to
get...
Isn't it? It's great. It's great. You know, it was funny because when it was first announced, it seemed like everyone, the city and friends were brought together, and then the last is, I think, I lost friendships with this.
I know.
We're arguing about stuff and everything, so I got to go out and buy some guys some beers tonight and make amends for all that.
Well, celebrate. Hopefully see you out tonight, Jer.
Yeah, it turned out to be a big kindergarten sandbox in Winnipeg the last week.
Absolutely did.
Appreciate the call,
guys.
Jeremy.
Thanks, Jer.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to line four. We have Mark in North Kildonan. And Mark, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm in P3.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, I went back after I got mine. Went back, I've tried every price level. They're sold out.
Yeah,
it seems as though they might be gone.
I'm sitting here right now, Mark. I can't get through to P6. I'm just trying it as a crapshoot to see if anything's available. I'm going to try the other ones. I think you're right. I don't think anything's left.
I just went through trying for two in P3, P4, and P5. It says, sorry, no matches found.
Yeah, it's not officially sold out yet, but according to the Master website, all tickets are gone. So
awesome.
That's 8 minutes. That might have been even 7 or 6 minutes.
It might have been.
That's incredible.
I'm going out to get sloppy drunk, boys.
Well, have a good one.
Go, Jets, go.
There you go. That's pretty exciting. I love to capture the excitement of the city and the fans because that's what, that's what, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. But everything else, it's about the excitement. It's about this city reaping the rewards of terrific ownership and most of all, the terrific fan base that there is here.
If you
Let's
are,
see, I mean,
that, you know,
it's unbelievable.
If you were trying to get tickets and you weren't able, we want to hear from you. If you were able, we want to hear from you. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Let's go to line two. We have Brady and calling from downtown Winnipeg. Brady, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Brady. How was your experience, Brady?
A bit scary. Me and my buddy were both on there trying to get the same tickets.
Yeah.
He got the refresh just for me, and he got 4 tickets in P5, and I didn't.
Are you going with him?
You're going with him, though, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we were both trying to get tickets because we knew it was a crapshoot, so...
You're in.
I didn't get the tickets, but he did, so we're very, very fortunate. So,
hey, so you know what you have to do? You have to buy him a beer. That's what you have to do.
Well, there'll be a few beers bought, I'm sure.
I think so. I think it's a good day to be in the liquor sales in the city of Winnipeg.
It may be.
Brady, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you later.
My pleasure.
I got a friend who our friend Rich, we all know him.
Yeah.
Just got tickets to 2 and P3 now. I think that was just meaning 3 or 4 minutes ago, because I just tried for P3 as we were sitting here as a test. Can't get through.
No, yeah. It looks like
P3 and P4 are sold out, and possibly all other tickets.
I think everything's gone.
I'm getting people online right now telling me that they didn't get, and they're not happy.
That's right. You can always, if you can't get through on the phone lines because they're jammed, you can follow us on Twitter @IllegalCurve. Send us your messages there. We'll do our best to try and get a hold of everybody we can. Let's go to line one. Actually, I think Jesse in St. Boniface, line one. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hey guys.
How you doing?
I'm freaking out right now. I got 3 computers on the go. My girlfriend, my 2 buddies, we've been frantically trying to find one. I think we've now got 1 ticket in P7 lined up.
Oh, just 1.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Hey, better than nothing.
Take what you can get.
Better than nothing. I mean, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to either split it or something. But like, I this is just ridiculous. I can't believe we didn't get tickets with 3 computers. We have fast internet.
Yeah. It's a crapshoot.
It's a little disappointing, but if we got 1, I mean, you're right. It's better than nothing.
Exactly. It's a crapshoot. Congrats on your 1 ticket, Jesse. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go.
And that's the story, Drew. Before we get to the next call, that's the story. I mean, it is a crapshoot. You said it best.
It's lottery. 100,000 people trying to get tickets might have been a small estimate.
Once the numbers come out, and they will come out, you know, about how many people were logged on at the exact same time at 12 noon.
Remus tweeting this right now, by the way?
Remus is trying to answer about 1.5 million phone calls, so he's doing the best he can right now. We'll cut Remus a little bit of slack. Not a lot, but a little bit of slack. Let's go to line 2, where we have our Kevin didn't get tickets. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys, I'm really depressed right now.
Yeah, I'm also very depressed. Yeah. My dad just told me there's no more tickets left, which means I'm going to be watching all the games on my 27-inch TV.
Yeah.
Kev, did you not get tickets?
We didn't get. We were on 4 computers. I've been refreshed since about 5 to 12, and we didn't get.
Unbelievable.
That's too bad, Kev. I'm
really worried about my dad right now. He's alone in his office. He might jump.
Tell him not to. I'm sure he knows somebody who will be able to get him into a few games.
I hope so.
Kev, we appreciate the call. Kev.
All right, boys.
Take care.
To hear that.
Yeah.
Let's go to line 4. I believe we have James in River Heights on line 4.
You got tickets, James?
No, I got squad.
Oh. How many computers did you have going there?
We had 2 computers going, high speed. We chose P3, and we didn't get it. By the time we chose P4, it was gone and downwards and so forth. It would have been nice if they put the percentage remaining. Yeah, that way you might not choose something like P3 to begin with, but they weren't very honest.
It seems like all tickets are now sold out, and it's only 12 minutes past 12 o'clock.
But it's the percentage sold out. I think they went in 5 minutes.
Percentage
no, but if they had listed it, right at noon, people would have known.
It's a fair point, but I think it's a reasonable point. James, we appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Sorry to hear that, James. We you know, we're a lot of, I mean, that's a call of about 3 elated fans and 5 depressed fans.
Let's go to Neil calling on Portage Avenue. I think he's got some tickets. Neil on line 5, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
How you doing, guys?
Good, hey, Neil. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing awesome. I got my tickets for P6 there with my buddies at work, and we're jacked.
There you go. How many did you get?
We got two P6 tickets. We're splitting between 4 guys. It's only a half season, but hey. 23 games is better than no games at all.
That's exactly right. You going out to celebrate tonight or right now?
I'm supposed to go to a wedding right now, so I just stopped over to call. And
would you like to talk about how you're depressed about going to that wedding?
No, it's a good friend.
No, congratulations. Congratulations on getting tickets. We're getting some people who got tickets, some people who didn't.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Take care, guys.
Take care, Neil. For your sake, I hope it's an open bar at the wedding. But maybe for the bride and groom, not so much, but that's okay. Let's go to line 6. Eric is calling in from Sudbury, Ontario. Eric, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, Eric?
Fantastic. You know what? I didn't even bother going on the site. I'm just on the site now, and I'm like, yeah, I went through this before with a couple of concerts here in Sudbury. Like, one comes to mind was Elton John, where, like, my wife was on 5 different computers, and she got, like, 1 or 2 tickets. So, basically, it's the same thing. I didn't want to bother. half of my dad's family is from Winnipeg. He's actually raised in Winnipeg, so I can't. I love the energy I'm hearing on the radio, and I wish the franchise all the best. I just wanted to mention an awesome stat that I was researching on NHL.com this morning.
Yeah.
The last five seasons that the Thrashers had their opening game was at home. All five of them were at home, and it was either Washington or Tampa Bay. So I'm kind of trying to score a ticket for like the game, which I know is probably a long shot, but you know you pretty much guarantee like a marquee matchup from the get-go, guys.
Yeah, Eric, we appreciate that call very much, and I'm sure that the schedule watching will begin in earnest here in Winnipeg now.
For sure. Go Jets, go.
Exactly. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. Let's go to line 3, calling from New York City. Our good friend Steve is on the line. Steve, how was your experience?
It's impossible. It's a lottery.
Steve, are you there? Yeah. No, I think we lost Steve. If he wants to call back, we'll get to him there. Timmy, if you're keeping up with us, let's go to line 2. This is the brother of the R-Desk, Michael Remus. Johnny. Hello. Remus, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hi. How you doing?
Good. How did you do?
You know, pretty well. Me and my dad both went on, like, right at 12, got in right away, both on my computer and his.
But
it's funny. P5. But it's funny, I was talking to, like, my friends and, like, other people, and it's all crashed up there.
Yeah. Way to get P5s, Johnny. Way to give
110%. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
But you know what? There's no...
Honestly, total crapshoot. You know, it's just if you, like, refreshed on time.
That's just it. I just got a call from my boss. Yeah. We were going to get tickets with. Didn't get through.
Your boss didn't get through. And Johnny, appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
No problem, guys.
I just heard from a buddy of mine. He's from Montreal. Couldn't get through. Had actually not to rub it in. Sort of had bailed on our ticket buying plans, and he didn't end up getting
it. I don't know what you want to say. That's rubbing it in.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but anyways.
I just got a text from my dad, Drew. It was a word that we can't read on air. So
I believe that the tickets were sold out at 106.
I think we'll get confirmation on that soon enough.
That's what I'm getting here, because I don't think anybody got through after 106.
If we can hear from any, if we could get an opportunity to hear from any of the True North guys, we will try and get a hold of them before we're off the air at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let's go to line 1. Tyson is calling from Transcona. Tyson, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
I just got one ticket.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just about to get another one. Yeah.
How you got a buddy or something? How are you getting that last one?
We just try again, and it's working.
Oh, so, okay, so keep trying.
So
your message
going,
to
don't
people.
Give up.
We just
keep trying.
So
if you can get one and one, maybe try and go through and do one again. Maybe singles are available now.
So keep trying, everybody.
Okay. You sound excited, Tyson. We'll let you go.
Take it easy on the sauce.
Let's go to Brian and St. Vitel on line 3. Brian, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Brian?
2 in P4, baby.
Attaboy.
Whoa, there you go.
This is the guy.
This is the guy right here.
How do you feel?
Lucked out, yo.
It's just strictly luck, isn't it?
No, it's totally luck. It's nothing more than luck. So, you know, you're either having a good day today or a bad day. I just, it's you know, everybody's in the exact same boat.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, what's the attraction now for them to call them the Manitoba Jets? I mean, if the place is sold out for an average of 4 years, the talk is about, you know, you don't want to alienate people from other cities. Nobody's going to be, you know, grabbing tickets to take their kids to a game. It's going to be such a crapshoot. Like, do we really have to appeal to the whole province? Call them the Winnipeg Jets.
I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to either. And I think they're
going
to start.
I don't think they're going to either. But I mean, this whole notion. I know rural people who don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Whether they're called Winnipeg.
I do too. Yeah, I do. People don't care.
You know, there will be single game tickets. Just so you know, they're not selling 15,000 season tickets. So.
No, exactly. I know. But there's going to be what less? There's going to be like 900 or 1,100 tickets per game for the whole entire province and the states and wherever else wants to come in and see them.
Yeah. Brian, appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
Okay, let's go to Chris and Steinbeck on line 4. Chris, how was, what do you have? How was your experience? Did you get any tickets?
I didn't get them, but I'm going to keep trying, man.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
I wanted to say one thing, though, because with the amount of people that aren't getting them, I mean, whatever, I'm still a happy guy. They're coming, and and I think it really sticks a fork in the myth that Manitoba can't support a franchise. It really rubs it in the face of everyone that ever said that. And man, I feel good.
Chris, the fact of the matter is that people that, pardon me, True North is going to be able to go to that Board of Governors meeting in 2.5 weeks or whatever and say that we sold 13,000 season tickets in 4 days, 5,000 season tickets.
Six minutes.
Well, no, 13,000 including the Moose tickets, which started.
6 minutes, these are gone.
Guys,
well, that was 5,000 that were gone in 6 minutes, not 13,000.
What they should do is they should walk into that meeting with a big stack of paper with the names of all the season ticket holders, slam it down on the table, say, peace, and get out of there.
No kidding.
You know, this is a big punch in Gary Bettman's face, for lack of a better term.
Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line five. We have Steve calling back from New York City. Steve, are you there?
What's going on, Stevie?
Here, let me tell you, boys, I think this is the hardest ticket Winnipeg's ever had to get, and that time Dustin Diamond, screeched from Saved by the Bell, performed at Rumors Comedy Club.
Oh, hang on, Steve, I'm going to...
My buddy Jared, we both signed on. I ran home early, he ran home. Nothing for either of us, but I got good news and bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is we got no tickets between the two of us. The good news is I'm online right now at phoenixcoyotes.com, looking at a pair of season tickets, third row from center ice. $39 a game. Not bad.
Not bad.
You don't have enough legroom to put your feet on the seats in front of you.
Steve, thanks for the call. We have breaking news.
And now, breaking news.
The official tweet came out from drivetothirteen.com. 17 minutes after 12 noon today, the tickets are officially sold out.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Fastest sellout ever.
That's incredible.
What do you say about that? That is completely incredible. Our friend Neil, he couldn't get through. A lot of people who are diehard hockey fans couldn't get through, which is a shame. But this city selling out tickets in 17 minutes, again, is a sign that this is a hockey-mad nation, a hockey-mad city, a hockey-mad province, and whatever else you want to say about it.
It's 17 minutes. That is absolutely incredible. Let's go back to the phone lines, I believe. Let's go to line 6, Adam Sawyer. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, good, now. Adam. How you doing?
You get tickets?
Oh, I sure did. P4.
Whoa.
Nice.
Over here.
Good job, Adam.
Today?
This morning, yeah.
Wow, see, there you go.
Well done. Good job. Good experience
for you. How do you feel?
Cloud nine right now.
Yeah.
It just felt better.
I bet.
That's incredible.
Well, just wanted to say I love the show, and have a good day.
Thank you, Adam.
Good job, Adam.
I'm pretty excited right now.
Congratulations.
That's the sentiment if you got tickets.
I'm trying to land airplanes here, I think. Let's go to line 2. We have Dan in the North End. Dan, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys. I'm in the hospital, broken ankle, tethering off the iPhone, hitting refresh at 11:59.
Dan, the broken ankle isn't because you were trying to buy tickets, was it?
No, it was a ball hockey accident, but...
Nice.
Threw a Hail Mary up for a single P3, and I got in.
Wow.
So, I was hoping for two P4s, but I got a single P, so I'll take it.
Even from the hospital, that's not too bad at all.
Better than nothing, right?
That is. So anyone who's in P3s, it'll be a good year.
Oh, I bet it will. Dan, good luck with the broken ankle, first of all. Get healthy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. See you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to line 1. We have Greg in River Heights. Greg, what's on your mind? Greg. Nope, looks like we have lost Greg. We'll scratch that. We'll continue on. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. If you're calling from out of town, like many of the people who've been trying to get tickets have been calling from out of town, in case you missed it, it took 17 minutes. The tickets are all sold out. There are no season tickets available.
If you hear, by the way, do you want to go to a break here?
Well, we'll go to James has been waiting for a while.
Okay,
let's go to James, and then we'll go to break. Yeah. James in White Ridge, you got some tickets. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, now, James.
You know, I just want to reiterate one thing. I know everyone's saying we sold out in 4 days, but, I mean, if they didn't do the pre-Moose thing, this building would have sold out probably in 6 hours.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So let's say what it is. It's a day. You know,
that's right.
Like, it was one day it all took for this building to sell out, and that's awesome for our province. I was fortunate enough that on Thursday I found one of my best friends the four of us were trying to get seats that his one buddy's dad had mini packs and this year was able to get us, or sorry, full season tickets, was able to give us two of them, and one of my friends is in a wheelchair, so we know we got front row, center ice, or blue line, upper deck, in the P5s. And
very nice.
Seats. So I was a pretty happy man last night, and we were all pretty excited, and so yeah, I'm pretty happy that I got those seats, because I think front row 200s or front row upper deck are the best seats in the house. So
well James, said, James.
James, thanks for the call.
I'm getting word, Drew. I'm getting word here that they've created a wait
list.
That's
what I'm going to go. Let's go to the breaking audio.
And now, breaking news.
According to the Drive to 13 Twitter page, so you go to drivetothirteen.com, a waiting list has been created.
Where do you see it? I don't see it on here.
I'm not on Drive to 13 right now, but I'm on their Twitter page. They say there's info at drivetothirteen.com in regards to a waiting list. So you can go to drivetothirteen.com if you are one of the unlucky few to not be able to get in. Get in there. Go to drivetothirteen.com.
I'm not seeing it.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, join our season ticket waiting list. Exactly.
Join the season ticket waiting list on drivetothirteen.com.
$50 to do a $50
to put your name on the list.
Yeah.
Refundable or not?
Let me go back. Jeff?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go to a quick commercial break?
A non-refundable deposit of $50 is required per seat. Maximum 4 seats to join the waiting list. The season is not applied against any further future purchases. Starting in season 2 at $100 annual membership due each season in order to retain membership on the waiting list.
Okay, let's...
I don't love that, by the way.
You don't love that?
You don't have tickets. You really shouldn't be paying on a...
Well, you want to get on the list. That seems reasonable. Let's go to break. When we come back, way more about this, way more of your calls. Way more of your calls. I think we might even get Gary Lawless on
one
the line.
One thing
in
is, I should say,
the
by the way, before I say that, because I didn't read the rest of the part, there is, if you are on the waiting list, you get priority access to playoff tickets prior to available to the general public. You get invitation to team holder events, 15% discount at team store. So I will take that back because that's true. That is, that's worth it.
That's
you pay $100 to get ahead of the rest of the public in terms of playoffs. Take it back. Good job again. True North seems to not be making any mistakes right now.
Hey, guys, I don't know if we're for a break. I want to say one thing. Congratulations to this city for selling out 13,000 season tickets in one day. Take a bow. That's awesome.
Let's go to break. When we come back, way more. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290.
Meridian. 1230.
Welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're into overtime here on the show. We will take your calls at 780-1290. We want to hear your tweets at Illegal Curve, your emails, info@illegalcurve.com. It took 17 whole minutes, and the season ticket campaign, the drive to 13,000, has been complete. We're joined on the line now by Gary Lawless of the Winnipeg Free Press, our colleague here on Sports Radio 1290 with the Hustler and Lawless Show. Gary, did you think it would take? Did you think 17 minutes was realistic?
It's a little longer than I thought it would. I got a little message here, guys, for you.
Okay.
This is from Gary Bettman, Commissioner of the National Hockey League. While I had no doubt the drive to 13,000 would reach destination, the remarkable speed at which it got there certifies the fans' hunger for NHL hockey and their commitment to True North's initiatives. Guys, it's pretty amazing that we have them speaking about this community in those tones. I know that there's lots of ill will to him, but regardless of any of that, the reversal of commentary is to me it's astounding.
Gary, can you forward us that email? I assume it's an email.
Yeah, it is.
info@illegalcurve.com, Gary.
Sure, yeah. I got to make sure it gets on the press site before you guys get it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You take it first, and we'll take it after that.
Gary, have you ever seen anything this crazy before as far as season tickets, a season ticket drive goes?
Well, no. There's a couple of things here that really stand out to me. Number one, the first thing is when they built this building at 15,000 seats, there were a lot of people that suggested it was way too small. And in fact, it may be the most genius thing that True North ever done.
Exactly.
They have, in essence, guaranteed the success and the legacy of NHL hockey in this community, not for 5 years, guys, probably for 10 years.
Yeah.
We could be looking
at
sellouts for 10 straight seasons.
Yep.
Let's talk about revenue for a minute. At an average ticket price of $82 times 44 games times 15,000 seats, you're looking at $54 million in revenue just from gate revenue.
Yeah.
That's in the top half in the National Hockey League. Doug McLean, shut your mouth. Mike Milbury, shut your mouth.
I like that.
And on and on and on and on. Winnipeg is a National Hockey League market.
That's right.
The MTS Center is a National Hockey League arena. And most importantly, True North is a National Hockey League organization that is smarter than a lot of the people that get paid to talk about it and has planned and has been more organized. This is a freaking slam dunk.
Yep.
This is fan freaking tastic.
Yep.
Gary, appreciate well the said. Passion. Appreciate the call. This has been a great day. We'll continue on. We look forward to hearing from you some more.
Have a great day, guys.
And you too. Thanks for coming on.
This awesome show. This just one more comment. If you want to hear about the NHL in Winnipeg and read about it, the combination of Sports Radio 1290, the Winnipeg Free Press, and the Illegal Curve website, Hustler and Lawless and Illegal Curve Show, this is the place to be. We are kicking ass and taking names,
yep.
And I'm so thrilled to be part of it right now.
Here, here, Gary, here, yeah. Here. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Gary. Hey, as are we. That's yeah. Terrific. That's great. I love the passion, and it's all true. Hey, yeah. It's all true. What he said is all true. That's great. You know what? You can't fake passion, right, guys?
Right.
You can't fake that. That's
Richie. It's great. It's great
you
to hear Gary.
Get when you hear that stuff.
It's great to hear Gary say that because next year, Drew, we're going to be working together with Hustler and Lawless and Jay and everybody in this Chum family.
We
and
hope.
It's going to be so much fun. What do you mean? We hope.
I'm just making sure. Unless you know something I don't, we hope. Let's continue on.
Drew, don't be a buzzkill.
I'm not being a buzzkill.
Don't be a buzzkill.
Let's continue on the phone lines. Let's go to I think Stephen in downtown has been waiting very patiently. Line 4, Stephen, are you still there?
Still have Steven?
Nope.
Steven gone.
Steven might be gone.
Well, he was there for about 15
minutes.
Yeah,
we appreciate him waiting. If you want to call back, we'll take your call, 780-1290. Area code 204-780-1290. Line 5, Ray in Winkler. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi there.
Hey now, Ray.
Going good. Going real good.
Yeah, what'd you get?
We got 2 tickets in T6.
And that's what you were hoping for?
That's what we were hoping for.
Way to go, Ray.
Somebody set up with 3 computers and logged on, or they were ready to go with all 3, and they got through on one of them, and we got the tickets.
So, Ray, I have to ask you, Winkler's a little far from Winnipeg. Is there going to be a Winkler shuttle come to Winnipeg, or?
Oh, I doubt it.
You're going to drive in every game?
Just a personal drive, right?
Tickets sold in the Winkler area to get a shuttle going, but I'm sure there will be a lot of individual vehicles coming in.
And you're going to come in for all the games?
Yep. Pardon?
You're going to come in for all the games?
There's 5 of us right. In on the right. Ticket, so I wouldn't come for all of them. But,
so you'll split them up and, you know, go to half the games?
Yeah,
we'll
split them up. So.
That's great. And you know what? There's no distance too far for people to drive. I know people coming up from Grand Forks.
And that's why the team name's Manitoba.
Yep.
That's why the team name should be
and
Manitoba.
And that doesn't just mean Manitoba, Drew. That means Saskatchewan. Obviously, Manitoba team name.
Northwestern Ontario, Saskatchewan,
North Dakota,
Northern
Minnesota.
Absolutely. Exactly right. Ray, I appreciate the call. Line 1, we have Rob in Oak Bank. He got some P5s. Rob, how you doing?
Pretty good, guys.
Yeah, happy day?
Oh, very happy. Very nervous. I'm shaking still, and there's lots of yelling, and there'll be a few bubblies going back tonight. I promise you that.
Rob, did you try for something before P5s, or you just went right to P5s?
Me and my brother-in-law had 4 computers set up, and we had 2 different sections that we targeted. I picked P4, and he had P5, and I got in right at the bell, and hit P4, it was sold out, and I told him to click his button. He was way ahead of me. I already clicked it, and he got P5s for us. So,
Rob, congratulations. And you know what I think is awesome about this entire drive? That the logistics of it, hearing people with multiple computers, different sections being targeted, it was really an event today, wasn't it?
Oh, it was madness. And I tell you, leading up to it, like just a few days leading up to it, my wife is in the supermarket, and that's all she heard was people on cell phones talking about, like, man, I hope we get tickets, and... Yeah, all my buddies were phoning me, did we get them? Like, yeah, we got them, so.
Rob, congratulations, we appreciate
Thanks,
you listening,
Rob.
We all appreciate right. The call.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to line 2, Evan in Stonewall. He's got 4 P6s, is that right, Evan?
Yeah, that's right.
You got 4?
Evan.
Yeah.
How'd you get that many?
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, was it a good experience? How many computers did you have going?
We had 2 computers going, actually, just went right through. Perfect.
Congratulations, Evan.
That's a lucky guy, Evan, right there. Because we know people with 4 computers going for 2 tickets that didn't get through.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, you sound a little bit like you can't believe where you actually are there, Evan.
I'm so happy right now. It's ridiculous.
There you go, buddy. Go out and celebrate.
Yeah, sure.
Take care.
I believe we have a little bit of a problem with our friend David, who writes for obviously LegalCurve.com and comes on the show many times. Apparently thought he bought 2, but he bought 1.
Ooh.
So I don't know how that's going to be rectified, but hey, one's better than none. I can tell you that. As many people have called us right now with none, we still would give a lot to get 1.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, Drew, I'm just thinking about this now. The truth is I know you can't get the seats together, but I'm sure there are ways for you, if you know somebody who also got 1 in P3, to try and sit together.
Look, everything we know about True North is that they're willing to be very accommodating and fan-friendly. So if you got in and you got your ticket, congratulations, and then everything else will go on after that. We think line three, Tim. David in Norway House, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good, hey, how are you?
Good. So I guess I'm in P5 myself, but what we just explained was I had a friend. I live in Winnipeg. I don't live in Norway House. I'm here. I'm actually working right now.
Okay, sure, right.
But I had my computer set up because I was going to be the one to make the deposit. And sort of last night, I sort of talked my friend out of going to Selkirk and to buy a computer him this morning. So myself, I'm on a satellite connection, so I was a lot slower. So I didn't get in.
Right.
But he did, so we're in P5.
Oh, well, you're good.
As long as you're in, congratulations, David.
Yep, thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks for calling all the way from Norway House. That's great.
Appreciate the call, David. Thanks very much.
Preparation was a big factor, but it's the biggest factor here.
I'm going to exactly
luck.
Luck very luck. Much so. I'm going to assume that David was listening online at sportsradio1290.com. So that's another way to get a hold of us here on the Sports Radio 1290 network.
Post on Facebook that illegal curve has just turned into a helpline.
We are a little bit of therapy. We're pleased to be as therapeutic as possible. You can tweet at us at illegal curve. Send us your emails, info@illegalcurve.com. We'll do our best to answer some of them. Maybe we'll throw some of them up on our website so you can go back and look at the drama that 12 noon today did bring. We're going to be with you for a while. I'm not sure exactly when we're going until we might even go past 1 o'clock.
You should reiterate to people who are just tuning in that they're about the there is a waiting list.
Let's go through the waiting list very quickly. So if you go to drivetothirteen.com,
the meter's up.
There is a waiting list. Let me explain what happens. A one-time non-refundable deposit of $50 per seat is required to join the waiting list. So if you want one seat, you put down $50. If you want four seats, you put down $200. That's a one-time deposit. Starting in season two, to maintain your position on the waiting list, you have to pay a $100 annual membership fee. So each year to keep where you're on the waiting list, it's $100. You get some priority list. Here's the benefits for doing it. So if people think it's just a cash grab, it's not. There are some benefits.
It's a ticket grab.
Priority access to purchase Stanley Cup playoff ticket packages prior to the general public, subject to availability.
Now, I was just going to say the thing is probably subject to availability.
Well, so if you're the first guy on the waiting list,
you're fine.
You'll probably have access to that.
Now, remember, I think for the Stanley Cup, a lot more tickets get put aside for family and such. So it probably is about 500 to 700 available.
You get an invitation to a select ticket holder event. I don't know what precisely that means, but sometime in the future there's going to be an event. When you want to go out and buy your new jersey, because I guarantee you, you're probably going to go out and buy your new jersey, you get a 15% discount at the team, at whatever the team is called, at the team store.
Not going to be the Jets.
I don't think so. Email notification when tickets are released through Ticketmaster for sold-out games. That's the one. Every game's going to be sold out.
Right.
So when teams return tickets, when new tickets come available for whatever reason, you'll receive an email. So that is what you get for your $50 deposit on each seat, one time only, and then a $100 annual membership. Let's continue on the phone line, 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Line 5, we've heard from this guy a number of times over the last couple
weeks.
Steve in Calgary, welcome back to the program.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
What's going on, Steve?
Good, Steve.
I had to call in. Obviously, I couldn't get tickets because I don't live there anymore. But as a Winnipegger, I'm so proud of my hometown right now today.
Aren't you, though? Isn't this just amazing that we sold out in 17 minutes?
And you know what? We need to trumpet this to the national news media who kept saying that Winnipeg couldn't afford it or Winnipeggers are too cheap to buy it. I hope that they enjoy their crow today,
because
they definitely need to eat it.
Exactly right, Steve.
As a guy living here in Calgary, those terms that you did on the wait list, those are very similar to the terms that they have here in Calgary.
Right.
So they shouldn't be upset at what was being offered there. That's pretty much the same things that happen here in Calgary. So that's pretty much par for the course. I was wondering if you guys, when you talk to the True North people about the tickets, will they be doing the ticket exchange thing so that if people out of town like me want to get tickets and fly in, we'd be able to somehow purchase tickets without going to a scalper.
Yes, they are doing ticket exchange. I know that for a fact. They've made that clear that there will be a ticket exchange available through Ticketmaster.
Great, because my dad still lives in Winnipeg, and I want to take him to some games, too, so that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
But, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Great call. Thanks for listening, Steve.
Yeah, appreciate it, Steve. All your support over the last number of weeks. Let's go to Ron in Westwood. He says he got in at the last second. Ron, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi, Ron. What's up?
We were lucky. We had I had two of my kids working the line, and
nice.
And one just missed out on two computers, and the other son got in just at the last moment, I suspect. And then what happened was you have so many seconds or minutes to get your credit card in. Yeah. So for some reason, his probably didn't have the limit. So then he asked for my wife's, and he made a mistake because her name's hyphenated. And then they're yelling for me to get my card, and they say, "We got a minute and 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
You got 50 seconds. You got, you know." And finally we got in, and everybody's happy. And talked to a friend from Boston, and he said a few of his buddies he heard about this is amazed at how this is going.
How many tickets did you get, Ron?
We got two.
There you go.
So you know that there's a good possibility that you got 12,999 and 13,000, right?
We got in at the very last. I don't know how.
What time was it at?
I mean, we had three computers going, and the first son just couldn't. Connor just couldn't get on. Couldn't get on for some reason, and and Jordan did, and then the chaos occurred when we were trying to get our cards out there, and. You know, it was kind of funny. Listen, we got 50 seconds left. We had 49,
that's
45.
That's fun.
That was fun. So also, as I said, a friend of mine, I talked to him about a half hour ago from Boston, and he said it's unbelievable. He said how it's going out right here in our city. He's an old Winnipeg guy. So looking forward to the year, and I'm going to work with the T-shirt on saying, "I got my season tickets to you."
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. You might be getting in some fights.
Yeah.
No, I'll be great. So,
congratulations.
Good to hear. Yeah,
appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to...
That's a great story.
Yeah, that is a great story. Let's go to line one. Carl in St. James. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
How you guys doing? I'm seeing you guys in Hustler and Lawless. It's the day off.
Hey, this is our normal time slot.
I know.
Yeah. Hustler was in here earlier, but yeah, it's the day off.
Hustler was here. Lawless called in. It's we're a family affair here on Sports Radio 1290.
That's fantastic. Well, you know what? I got P7, half season. I just don't know if I got the 22 or the 23 game.
I think, once you get the first game or once you get the first playoff game,
that's right?
That's right.
How it works is if you have game one, the first game back, you will have the priority to buy that seat for the playoffs. And you won't know that until you go to select your seat event. And that's when you're going to decide. That's when you're going to figure out when you're going to get your ticket or not.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had three computers, three guys, two houses.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Exactly.
And from 5 to noon, I was hitting F5 on my keyboard, just refreshing.
Yeah.
I got them right at noon. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So you even had the keystrokes going F5 and not the left click.
No, because right? you have to do the left click for continue to Ticketmaster. So
You're doing double duty.
You know where you go. It's a busy man right there. Carl, appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem. Way to go, guys. Good work.
Thanks very much. Line two, Kobe in Saint Vitale. You got P4.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing, Kobe?
Yeah, everyone should make it clear that tickets did not sell out in 18 minutes. They were gone in 30 seconds.
I think the official number may have been 17 minutes or whatever. But if you weren't online at 12 o'clock on the nose, you weren't getting in.
Yeah, we had a lot of computers running, and what happened was everyone did, you go to the page 6 or whatever, then you click on refresh, but that wasn't working for me. Yeah, I had to actually go back to the terms of agreement. Then I went forward, and then I got the click here for Ticketmaster.
Well, you don't really care about how you got them as long as you got them, right?
Right. And the other thing I want to say is that ticket exchange program is going to be useless because no season ticket holder is going to be selling their tickets at face value. They're going to be putting them on StubHub.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, you never know. You never know the kind of people that are going to in this
That's
city.
True.
In this city, there's a lot of good people that they may think, I don't want to jack up the price on it. I want to, I'm going to put it up for, a reasonable value.
Yeah, and one thing, I think what they made a mistake is that they should have had a window of opportunity for just Winnipeggers and Manitobans. I guarantee you there's about 1,000 people that got their hands on tickets that aren't around Winnipeg, and they're purposely just doing that for scalping. I guarantee you, because they have the technology all around these ticket brokers. And
except the difference there is, Kobe, if they have to come to Winnipeg and be present for the ticket selection process.
Yeah, but I don't think they have to actually be here just to choose your seat. If they're not here, though, they're still going to get their ticket.
That's true, but somebody who's buying in India just to scalp is not going to probably buy tickets to fly in from India and then resell them.
Using the India.
Well, I'm just trying. That's
you're
where
really
a lot
on
of
the India, Drew.
That's where a lot of the ticket hackers are. Emerge from. They have big, banks setups there. So that's something to bear in mind. They have to be in present. I think that's why they did that part. But yeah. Kobe, we appreciate the call.
A little ticket Ponzi scheme, Adrian.
We're getting a lot of messages on. It's all over Facebook right now.
It's going crazy. Let's go to. I think we got Michael in St. James next on line four. Michael, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey boys, what's going on today?
Hello, Michael.
Just a relaxing afternoon at the office. Nothing special. Did I miss on something?
Doing our taxes.
What a day! I was just listening to that guy talk about buddies back in Boston there. I just moved back from Boston after 15 years, come back home to Winnipeg. I left when the Jets left.
15 years, yeah.
I came back, and, this is an unbelievable day.
It really is.
I'll give you a little scenario. Being in the Boston area, talking about the tickets availability, the New England Patriots, they 78,000 seats. There's a 54,000 seat waiting list for that.
Wow. Yeah.
Boston Red Sox, good luck. It's like a 25-year waiting list just to get a ticket. Above the season ticket holders. So anybody in this city that's got these tickets, they're holding gold in their hands. First of all, they're never going to make them available unless they just can't get to a game. And trying to get tickets for this hockey team, if you're not in now, you're not getting in. And they can be on any waiting list they want. I guarantee you it'll be 5-10 years long before anybody gets in. It's just the way it's going to be. It's such a hot ticket.
Don't disagree with that point at all. We appreciate the call very much there.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Too. I got an email from Joe from Winnipeg. He's emailed us before. He said,
yeah,
you guys got it too. I got two season tickets for P5. I'm stoked. Great coverage this morning. The boys, woohoo, where's the party?
Got a boy,
Joe. I got an email from Brent about the wait list. There's no way the people on the wait. He's saying that there's no way the people on the waiting list are going to get tickets to the playoffs. First of all, season ticket holders will take their seats, and then the people with the half seasons will get theirs. Remember that there's essentially two people for each of those seats. Good point.
But it's standard practice. There's nothing to be practice
of course,
in sports.
Of course.
Yeah. And you're getting a 15% discount in the whatever the team name store is. So you are getting something. It's standard practice that there be a waiting list. It's new to the city because we've never experienced it.
Well,
before.
Aside from dating you.
The waiting list.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's hard being this handsome, and all that.
You're engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
I just puked in my mouth. Not because of Drew comment, because I didn't get season tickets.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Let's go to line one, our good friend Dan Minook. You didn't get tickets. Welcome to the program.
That was amazing.
Dan's pretty depressed right now.
Dial tone.
Good timing.
That couldn't have been better if you prepared it.
Dan, you can call back 780.
Nice job, Tim.
780-1290, area code 204, 780-1290.
Dan's obviously calling in, Drew, from a rotary dial phone.
I love the plan of True North, by the way, because we asked Scott about the wait list, and he doesn't want to put the cart before the horse. And then 15 minutes later, there's a wait list on the site.
Yeah, you can tweet us at Illegal Curve. Follow us. You can go to our website, www.illegalcurve.com. Dan has to go back in line. It's line five. It's Chris in Crescentwood.
That's Dan.
Oh, we got Dan.
Dan, you're back.
Dan, are you on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show hotline waiting list right now?
I'm on that Dave Drew Mandel waiting list right now. I can't believe we had three computers going. We had Ezzy's dad. We had a buddy of mine. All three was going P3, P4, and P5 tiers at the same time and couldn't get in.
That's unbelievable.
Now I'm on this waiting list. What's the deal with this thing?
The waiting list? Get on there.
It's going to be a long waiting list, it's worth signing up for.
It's probably going to be another 13,000 to 50,000 people on that thing.
Depending on how many seats you want, it's $50 a seat on a one-time payment, and then it's $100 each year to stay on the waiting list.
Okay, so I'm on the waiting list, but here's the question I actually have. I'll put my hate of the system down for a bit here. What do you think the possibility of, considering that they sold out 7,000, tickets probably in just about a minute, what do you think the chances of them raising the roof are?
Literally.
I think there's no chance of
that. I think it's non-existent.
Not this year. Not this year, but next year.
I don't think it's negligible.
They want to create a demand and maintain a demand. I think that all that would do is, you know, increase cost to put one in there, bring in low-ticket revenue seats, and then decrease the demand that they have right now. I think that all they want to do is keep this to be the hottest ticket in town and never really be available. And that's what I think they're going to do. And I think that's smart of them.
Thanks for crushing my dream, Rich.
Well, that's what we're good at here, Dan. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's go to James in Transcona. He's on line 4. James, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
What's up, James?
Well, I missed out, and I feel absolutely sick to my stomach right now.
How many computers did you have going? What was your system?
Two laptops going and an iPad, and not a thing. It's disgusting.
What'd you try for?
We just wanted P7.
So, yeah, you know, but P7s was limited before you went in. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I mean, you know, try and find a buddy. There's going to be, it was luck of the draw.
It's disappointing. What can you say? I mean, we're not, by the way, let me tell you, you're not by yourself here. People in this room also didn't luck out.
Yeah.
James as well, you know, this is a small sliver of hope, but, you know, there's individual game tickets, and you never know how that's going to go.
Good point,
so you're going to have another chance in September, right?
You never know.
Exactly. No. James, we appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. I think Darren Ford is on line 6. Darren, are you there?
Darren?
What's going on? This is just a proud day to be a Pegger, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sure it is. Darren, I mean...
We certainly told everyone.
Yeah.
Everything that had been said before by you, by obviously fans of your site, by us in this room, and the people were going to buy and people were into it, hasn't surprised us, but might have surprised many people looking in from the outside.
No, and you know what? I can confirm officially that there were enough people in the Ticketmaster queue in the first 2 minutes to sell the building out. So it was just a matter after that of going through the 6-7 more minutes of the process.
But of course.
After 2 minutes, there was nothing left.
And Darren, what do you think? Does True North know how to run a season ticket drive or what?
This is just like nothing shy of brilliant, and I mean that from, you know, every inch of me. It's just incredible the way they rolled this out. And I'm sorry, but I know it's rough for people that didn't get tickets, but this has been as fair as you could possibly carry out. In less than, well...
Did you get tickets, Darren?
Yeah, pardon me?
Did you get tickets?
Yesterday, I was very fortunate to sneak into a couple P2s, and then I've got a couple P7s for Jake's tickets for the charity.
There you go.
We had the big event last night, and came a little shy, but we're almost there, and it's going to be great to, you know, send some 40-some-odd kids to hockey when they wouldn't be able to afford it.
So that's awesome. A great cause right there. Great job,
yeah,
Darren.
It was a fun night. We had a lot of fun last night. The Aqua Cup made an appearance. We had some great MCs and a video and
a little speech
by myself. So it was good.
That's awesome.
That's exciting. And that's obviously, I mean, everything that you always dreamed of came true. It's something.
It was, I got a lot of dude hugs again last night, guys. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Right on.
So great to hear. Darren, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Darren. Good to hear from you. I think we've got Leah Hex on line 3.
Do we have Leah Hex on line 3? Leah, is that you? No?
Leah, are you on line 3? Hello?
Is Leah on there? Oh, it's not Leah. Who's this?
Jerry,
how you doing?
Good. We had 3 people online at 12, and we struck out, but I kind of thought that was going to happen listening to the build-up all week.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know what?
I was just saying we're going to have to... I've been down in Phoenix looking at a place, and we're going to have to move to Phoenix so we can watch some hockey.
Well, yeah, you know, the only problem...
Or make a few more trips to Chicago.
There you go. Cause the only problem is next year that the Winnipeg franchise doesn't play in Phoenix, but the year after, they should play there at least twice a year.
That's okay. I'll go down to Phoenix and watch anyone.
There you go. See, a true hockey fan there.
I had a suggestion for a name, and sure. I heard this. I'm not sure I'm the only one that said this, but Red River Rebels sound like a good idea. Especially listening to Gary Lawless there, he sounded kind of rebellious when he called in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Gary was celebrating as we are as well. Yeah, you know, Rebel's not bad. Will they go in a name that was based upon, you know, that has already been used in Red Deer? Probably not.
Red River.
That's right. I like the thought process there. Jerry, appreciate the call.
We had Red River Rebellion, so it had some historical...
That's true. Hey, that's a really good point. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And Richie, Leah called in but wasn't on line 3, obviously. That was Jerry. She said... Leah Hextall, I'm talking about, she said she didn't get tickets, but she'll buy anyone a beer who takes her to the Flyers game.
Twice next year.
Yeah, we'll see the Flyers twice next season. I'm not even sure where we're going to next.
Well, your choice, Drew.
Let's go to line 6. I think we have Marie in St. Vital. Marie, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
I just wanted to say, you know, I know lots of people are disappointed, but people should have been supporting the Moose more. Like, I supported the Moose the last few years, and I was in the pre-sale, so I have my seat secured. Like, some games, there's only 5,000 people in there.
Are you doing a little bit of na-na-na-na now, Marie?
Well, yes, I am, because people should have supported the Moose.
Well, I mean, I think a couple of things here, Marie. I think that you're dealing with, you know, people. Some people were NHL fans for 25 years, and then their kind of dreams were crushed when the team left, and I think that they felt that the team never should left, so they didn't adjust and go to the Moose. You know, I don't think any disrespect to them. I think that, you know, I don't think anybody is saying that people who had priority shouldn't have got priority. I think that people, you know, there's just not enough tickets to go around. But,
no, I know.
You know,
I'm just lucky to have them.
Absolutely. And I think that I don't blame anybody, by the way, for being NHL fans and then souring on the hockey for a while. I mean, people invested a lot of money and a lot of time into that team to see it ripped out of their hands. And I think that bringing the team back probably, you know, for people I know a lot of people who kind of just gave up on hockey in general or the NHL or whatever it may be, and they're returning in full force. And I think that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, no, it is.
Appreciate the call, Marie.
Let's go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're staying on longer, guys. We're going to be
here.
We
have too many calls.
We got too many calls. The phone lines are lighting up.
It's crazy.
780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Scott Brown from True North at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Stay with us. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're into, I think, double overtime
double
at this
hockey.
Point.
Yeah.
Live on Sports Radio 1290. Shortly after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're now going to be with you right up until 3 o'clock this afternoon, when we're going to throw it to Rod Black and live from Wayne Gretzky's here on 1290 Sports Radio.
So, Drew, this is going to be a six-hour show, is it
this
not?
This is what we're going to say. It's going to be a
six-hour
show. That's okay. The phone lines are just going absolutely
ballistic.
Let's
go to them, Drew.
Let's go back to line four, our friend and colleague, Leah Hextall. Welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Leah. How are you doing? How was your morning and your afternoon?
Well, I've been sitting here listening to you guys for the last couple hours, and I got to say, how exciting is this that it just sold out in a blink of an eye? It's unbelievable, even to people who know how excited the community and the province was about the pre-sale and the tickets going on and whatnot. So I'm just, it's just flooring me that it's already done.
You know, 17 minutes is unbelievable.
It's insane. And it's absolutely insane, but it just shows you something. But because of that, I'm calling to make a pitch to anybody who will listen to me who has few tickets.
Let's hear it.
Here's my pitch.
Okay.
Our team is only going to be in the Eastern Conference for this season. As we know, they're going to be moving to the West. So my chance to see my Flyers is very limited. So whoever has season tickets and wants to take me to the Philadelphia Flyers game this year, I will buy the beer.
Wow. Leah, we have six phone lines here, Leah, and every single one of them right now just lit up with offers to take you to that game. including me calling into my own show.
Leah, thanks for the call.
No worries. Have fun, guys.
Thanks, Leah. Yeah. Earlier in the day, we had Win a Date with Ezra Ginsberg, and apparently it's now Win a Date with Leah Hextall.
Much more attractive, I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, and it smells better, too, for the record. Let's go to line one. We have Vince in Island Lake. Vince, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going today?
Very well. You know, how are you doing, Vince?
Thanks for waiting, Vince.
Yeah, oh, no problem. I managed to get in and get two P6 half seasons.
Nice.
There you go.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
If I get that Philly game, I might be in with Leah then.
Already an offer.
Yeah, there you go. I think she'll do okay with that. Now, it says here, did you get frozen out or something, Vince?
No, I think a lot of people, the problem they had was what I did is I logged into the Ticketmaster account, my Ticketmaster account, one tab in my browser, and then was on Drive to 30 on the other.
Right.
So then when you click through, you skip the Ticketmaster login phase, you went straight to seat selection.
That's as was recommended by True North Sports and Entertainment.
Yeah, that saved you at least a good 15 seconds.
And really, every second and millisecond counted dramatically in this battle for tickets this morning, or this afternoon, rather.
Yeah, I think about 2 minutes to 12, I felt like my heart was going to pound right out of my chest.
No Vince, kidding. We appreciate the call very much.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Thanks a lot.
Congratulations, because Sabrina Carnevale, he works for Bob FM, just let us know that there's apparently almost 14,000 people on the waiting list already. So you can rest assured knowing that 14,000 other people would like
insane.
To have your tickets.
Yeah. Let's go to line two. Jeremy in Winnipeg, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
I was just going to talk about the waiting list really quick. I know you had a few calls earlier, people saying that it's probably not worth the trouble because the arena will be sold out for the next 5 years. That being said, I work in the lending industry myself, and I do know that on average, you know, it's anywhere from 3 to 6% of people default on payments at any given time. So I would say every year you'll have a, you know, due to, you know, unfortunate circumstances, some people will just be missing their payments. If they'll default on their season ticket accounts because they're not making their monthly payments, those tickets will be thrown back in the pool. So I think that's how the waiting list is going to work. I don't think it'll be people voluntarily giving up their seats. I think what's going to happen is, you know, people may have bit off more than they could chew, and then, you know, it could be November, it could be December, and they miss a payment or two, and then those tickets will be back in circulation. So
Jeremy, what you're saying is it might not be that bad of an idea if you really want to get season tickets to get in there, right?
Exactly.
Jeremy, appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Jeremy.
Let's go to line three. Dave is calling from San Diego in line three. San Diego, California, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. Good, Dave. How are you doing?
Hey, now.
I'm doing great. You know, I've been listening to you guys. I've got an app for my iPhone. I've been following all this. I'm from Winnipeg. I grew up there. I was there when we lost the Jets. And I can tell you, echo some of the sentiment. I'm so proud of my hometown right now just to see what has been done and the patience that's been taken and the drive to this 13,000 seats is amazing. I'm just absolutely sitting here and completely thrilled because I get up to the Ducks games in Anaheim, and, you know, there was a while where they were completely sold out, but it's just not the same.
Right. Well, Dave, we appreciate your call. Sorry to cut you off. Like, we appreciate that call, and we've been getting a lot of calls from across Canada and the U.S. Now on the drive13.com website, they're showing what everybody knows, that the 13,000 goal has been reached, but I think people are going to probably have to come to California to see this hockey team play because these tickets are gone.
But yeah, it's looking great. You know, the sad thing is, I'm thrilled, but it's kind of bumming because I'm trying to get up to Anaheim for Ducks game, and I found out that the whole South Conference is going to be
in Winnipeg
this year. But I'm looking forward to next year or the next season when they're in the Western. I'll be able to catch a bunch of games. I'll get the center ice package, and I'm definitely coming home a few times for some home games if I can actually get my hands on some tickets. So,
that's right. There you go.
Who knows?
Dave from San Diego, California. We appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the compliment. That's nice.
Cheers,
Dave will be able to listen not the next season, the season following, he'll be able to go to two Ducks games against the Winnipeg team's named, and then two Kings games if he so chooses. That's within a driving distance of San Diego.
Exactly. Let's go 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. You can reach us on Twitter at Illegal Curve. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Illegal Curve. We're taking your calls. We're with you right up till 3 o'clock this afternoon from True North Sports and Entertainment. Scott Brown is going to join us at the 2 o'clock hour. Let's go to line 6, Kyle in Windsor Park. You have a great story on how you got your P5 tickets.
Oh, yes. It's amazing. We're just so happy right now. We got a big group together to get 4 tickets, and we had four guys, each guy's in different houses, and we all went on a conference call, and we were all hitting refresh right before noon, eh? We had two guys trying for P4s, one guy trying for P3s, and then we figured we might as well try and keep one guy maybe in P5s just in case we can't get anything. And sure enough, the P3s and 4s were gone, and we ended up with the 4 and P5, so we're all just, we're just jacked right now, so happy.
That's a great story, Kyle. We congratulate you. It's great because we're now hearing that this is just coming in now, but apparently there's almost 7,000 people on the waiting list. That might hit 10,000 by the end of the hour.
Yeah, we'll wait to see when we get an official. When we hear from Scott Brown in about an hour, we'll wait to see what they're actually up on the waiting list. But it sounds like people are flocking there, those that weren't able to get tickets.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually able to get a couple more in P6, too, just kind of a fluke thing, too. So I've already I posted it on Facebook, and I've got my Facebook just lighting up. Like, everyone's calling me, texting me. They want my tickets, and it's just, so happy.
Kyle, we can hear the joy in your voice. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
Some don't get any. Kyle gets 6.
Yeah. 780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. Tickets went on sale about 70 minutes ago. They were gone about 55 minutes ago.
Something else.
It has been an absolute, it's just been incredible, the response. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. Just everything about your experience in trying to get tickets this morning, or this afternoon, rather, through the Drive 13 website.
This is quite a surreal show today, I have to say.
You know, it's sort of a bizarre show. It's that, you know, we're going hard right up until noon with the expectation that we're going to peak right at noon. And we
haven't peaked yet, Drew.
What's that?
Peaked yet?
No, and of course we haven't peaked yet, but we knew that noon was going to be
the peak of the sales.
It was going to be the just the dramatic news was going to break right at noon. And we're thrilled that we could bring you some extended coverage here on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on Sports Radio 1290. Area code 204-780-1290. You can follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve, Facebook.com/Illegal Curve, and of course our website, www.illegalcurve.com. Let's go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, more of your calls, more of your tweets, more of your emails, more everything. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Triple overtime. You're on Sports Radio 1290. 1:15 in the afternoon. First time I think I've ever said that on the show.
Kijiji's nuts right now. You're getting offers for $4,000 for purchases. I know that we have a friend. Michael's brother just told us that his buddy picked up one P4 ticket from a girl on there already. So Kijiji is actually pretty crazy if you check that out.
How is that going to work? Are they going to go together to do the seat selection?
I have no clue. I don't concern myself with those things if I'm not into it.
I understand. The details are insignificant to you. Is that right?
Is anybody making a coffee run?
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe we'll send send somebody out to grab a sandwich or something maybe.
Drew, I just got a text message from a friend of ours. He's offering $52,000 for P7s for one seat.
How much? I believe you got that, in fact.
How much?
I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah. Or know anybody who's not inside this room.
Oh, that hurt.
We have a caller, don't we?
We do have... Remus is demanding food, so if anybody will bring us food, please do. Any of our friends, that would be great.
T.H. Dang is right beside us here.
That's true. We can
supposed to be good,
Tim Hortons across the street also.
I'm in a soup.
Bettman, Gary Bettman. This, Gary Lawless read this on air.
I thought he was on the line.
No.
Yeah, Gary Bettman on the line?
Yeah. Gary Lawless read this on the air about 45 minutes ago or so. It's worth reading again. This is a quote from Gary Bettman. Well, I had no doubt the drive to 13,000 would reach its destination. The remarkable speed at which it got there certifies the fans' hunger for NHL hockey. And we should never have left. Actually, it doesn't say the last part, but I'm a goof for thinking that this sport would work in cities other than Winnipeg and Quebec City and Hartford and everywhere else that deserves a hockey team. I think let's go back to the phone line, 780-1290. Area code 204-780-1290. On line one, I believe we have Jafar in Transcona. Jafar, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing right now?
Hey, good. How are you?
Love the name. Great.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm just so proud of the city right now. It's amazing what we just accomplished. Like, we sold tickets so quick. We proved all the naysayers wrong. I'm just so excited.
Jafar, Gary Lawless, I don't know if you were listening when Gary Lawless was on, pardon me, and he basically said that he thinks today's ticket drive means that it's quite possible that there's going to be 10 years of sellouts, and that's something that I said earlier on in the show. So, I mean, we might be seeing this building sold out for eternity, essentially.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, like, there's so much passion in the city for hockey. And when the city was, the Jets were taken away, it was just so devastating for the city. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that we should be getting two teams now, you know. We're on Phoenix. Like, what's the waiting list at right now? 10,000?
Well, it's interesting.
I don't know.
We'll ask Scott Brown in about 40 minutes time.
Yeah, we'll ask Scott.
But how many tickets did you end up getting, Jafar?
I was able to get season tickets in P6. I was able to do it in 1 minute. So 12
wow.
o'clock hitting the F5 button and
nice.
Got two computers going. And everything was smooth, so I guess no hesitation. I knew exactly what I wanted. I think that was most people's downfall in not getting tickets today, going back. And I'm just amazed right now.
Jafar, appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Boys. Hope you guys get the contract for the NHL.
We appreciate that. Thanks very much. Here's a quote just came out from Jim Lubb, President and Chief Executive Officer, True North Sports and Entertainment. We would like to take a special moment to thank all of our fans in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Canada for their support over the past week. In particular, the overwhelming response of our fans, which has resulted in a successful Drive to 13,000 campaign. The success of the campaign is a key ingredient to ensure the sustainability and long-term viability of NHL hockey in this province. We look forward to seeing everyone this fall at MTS Center for opening night of regular season NHL hockey in Winnipeg.
That's an unbelievable comment. I mean, Jim Ludlow, Drew introduced the Drive to 13,000 ticket campaign on Tuesday when Mark Chipman made the announcement that the NHL was coming back. We all thought it was going to sell out. It did in about 42 seconds. So it's great to hear that. And now all the texts that we're getting, Richie, it seems like everyone's telling me that now people are getting on the waiting list, and because now people are freaking out that this waiting list is going to be 30,000 people.
Well, I think so. if they're trying to get onto the waiting list at this point,
do you want to run the numbers, Drew?
Sure.
50 times 10,000 or 7,000, whatever it is now, and then 100 the next year. That's another revenue stream.
Oh, it's a huge revenue. I mean,
we got an email from George Morris saying, can't wait to hear Don Cherry gloat tonight, as I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Says he wasn't fortunate enough to get tickets, but he's a confirmed for NHL center ice and advanced as a 42-inch plasma with his name on it.
And guys, I want to say something right now, because we've all been to Montreal and Toronto and Vancouver and watched games or, been in bars. Just think about also, if you, once again, I know people, it's disappointing, okay? We all in this room, we know some people got season tickets, half of us did, half of us didn't, but just keep in mind, you can watch these games on TV.
Maybe let me get in there. You don't need, center ice to watch the Jets games or whatever they're
out. They'll be on CBC, right. Sportsnet, and TSN, but you're going to be able to go to the bars and watch games. You're going to be able to get individual season tickets. And hey, maybe someone that has season tickets will tell you. You might have not got season tickets, but it's just awesome that everything's coming together, and the NHL will be back here in 4 months.
Our friend Sam just texted, said he'll take you. So if he sells you a house, he'll take you.
If he sells you a house, he'll take you. Yeah. He's a real estate agent.
Sell your house and take you to a hockey game.
Here's a friend of mine just sent us a message. He's from Montreal. Says $1,500. He's willing to offer $1,500 for a pair of P1 center ice tickets for game one.
I don't know if that's enough.
I don't think that's going to be enough, to be
honest. Game one,
no,
that's not
enough. I don't think $750 per ticket is gonna cut it.
I would maybe quadruple that, Drew, and make it $6,000, and maybe he'll get them. Maybe. Yeah.
You can tweet. You can send us your messages at Illegal Curve. You can join the live chat taking place at illegalcurve.com, and you can always follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve. Phone line 780-1290, area code 204. 780-1290.
My friend Stevie saying that this is the fastest sellout since Shawn Michaels betrayed Marty Jannetty.
That's a good
at Brutus the Barber Beefcake's Barbershop.
Excellent. That's
with
good.
A drop kick to the head. Sweet chin music, Drew. See, Stevie knows his WWF. Marty Jannetty was on Brutus the Barber.
Are you seriously continuing with this right now?
Okay, I just wanted to, I'm a big wrestling fan.
The Rockets?
Fan, so
the Rockets?
Yeah.
They were the Rockers, Richard. The Rockets was a show on CKY TV on Saturday mornings.
Oh, with Michael Gold in that one?
Exactly right. Let's go to line one with Dave in Westwood. Dave, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, thanks, boys. You guys are doing a hell of a good job.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, first, just wanted to say one of the many that didn't get season tickets today, so obviously a little pissed off about that, but at the same time, I couldn't be more proud to be a Winnipegger because of what happened today with the amount of tickets that went so quickly. So it's like, mixed emotions because you're pissed that you didn't get the tickets. At the same time, how could you not be proud of the city for what they did and really put their money where their mouths were?
Is this Dave Turnbull?
It's Dave Turnbull.
Oh, Dave, it's Ezra here. I appreciate the call. I thought I recognized the voice. Dave, of course, works for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And I worked for the Blue Bombers last year, and it's great, Dave. And I think it's great for the city. There's some people that are disappointed. Some people are elated. But I don't think you could have said it better. And I've been told, I saw your friend, good friend Darren Cameron, and he said that the season tickets were also selling very well for the Bombers. What are they at right now?
Yeah, we are. We actually just went over 18-3 yesterday. So,
okay. Terrific.
It's almost like this whole Jets thing has really been a big rejuvenation for just the whole sports atmosphere in the city, mm-hmm. and we're seeing it. I mean, we thought we'd take a huge hit with the whole NHL coming back, but at the same time, people are showing their support for sports in general in the city, and I mean, that's what makes you proud to be from this city and the amount of stuff that's going on for, Jets and Bombers in that sense.
And Dave, we're all lifelong Winnipeggers here, and I don't think we're ever going to hear anything negative about our fan base, because I think we've proven through our support of the Bombers, the Gold Eyes, the Moose, and now the NHL mm-hmm. team, that we Absolutely. Are second to none as far as our support for our sport franchises.
Absolutely, man. Couldn't agree with you more. It's a proud day to be a Winnipegger, guys.
It really is.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks very much.
All right. Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Great.
780-1290, area code 204-780-1290. If you're calling, if you want to send us a message on Twitter, twitter.com/illegalcurve, you can follow us there. I suggest that's the best place to get Legal Curve news.
Remus has been killing it on Twitter.
Yeah, Remus is killing it. He's also handling the phone lines, so he's doing a bang-up job. www.illegalcurve.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/illegalcurve. The phone lines continue to light up. Apparently, Kijiji is just going
bananas
with... Are these people who are offering tickets, or are these people who want tickets? Richie?
Oh, both.
Both?
Yeah.
So it's a combination of things right now, of course. We do caution people to make sure that you're buying what you're getting, make sure it's not counterfeit or anything along those lines.
We just had a caller asking if we're going to get a WHL team.
Let's go to Dale. Let's go to Dale in St. James. You're on line two. You're on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Hey, guys. Just letting you know I got shut out today. I didn't get my tickets. I was going for P5, but that happens. But yeah. I was just wondering, since there's such a pent-up demand and there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to be able to see hockey or afford it, do you think Winnipeg would be hot for a Western Hockey League team to come in and fill that arena, you know, 40 nights a year when the Jets or whatever they are aren't here? I think there's a demand for Western Hockey League caliber hockey in Winnipeg. What do you guys think?
I think that's probably true, Dale. And I think also what you do there is you allow, as you said, you know, a larger base of people who can't maybe afford the NHL to go to games. And another thing, you keep the arena busy for another 40 days a year. If you probably brought in a WHL team with an NHL team and the concerts, you probably have that arena busy every night of the year. And that can only mean more revenue. And
that's
so
right,
I think that's a good idea. I think it's something that's a model that's already happened in Calgary. And it's already happened, I believe, in Edmonton now. So something that's foreign to the National Hockey League franchises.
So next time you ask somebody from True North on, could you ask them that question? Because I would think with the demand, the moose could almost stay.
Yeah, Dale. I just wanted to tell you, we're gonna have Scott Brown on at 2 o'clock to update us on Drive to 13,000, and hopefully
it's
we'll
been completed.
Yeah, it's been completed, and hopefully we'll ask him about that. But I can tell you that none of us have advanced knowledge of a WHL team coming. But I can tell you that there have been rumblings for well over a year now of Winnipeg and specifically True North getting a WHL team. And you have to think that if it's not going to happen this year, obviously, they've been a little bit busy, so to speak.
Right, yeah.
It might happen in the future. It still might be in the cards, you know, 1, 2, 3 years from now, right?
Yeah, because you could go to a game and you could sit right down on the ice level for under $20.
That's right. So, exactly. Dale, we appreciate the call.
Okay, great.
Thanks very much.
Great show, guys.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it. Shortly before 1:30, let's head to commercial break. When we come back, more of your calls, more of your tweets, more of your emails, more of us. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show, triple overtime version, live on Sports Radio 1290.